Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. You with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optima Health, and also your certified symptometry health coach. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ishadu in la ilaha illallah. Ishadu in Muhammadan Abduhu Rasuluhu. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty, Source Creator, the creator of everything. We thank him for allowing us to be present with you today and for allowing you to be here with us as well. And we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Brothers and sisters, it is our aim and objective every week on AM360 to enlighten health-conscious individuals on root cause therapeutics and provide them with guidance on general wellness and cell nourishment. Health is all about ourselves, brothers and sisters. If we take care of them, they'll take care of us. Our cells must be nourished. But if they're on lockdown because the plasma membrane has blockages, then they won't be in the position to take care of us, to take care of us. This is what we must know. If we take care of the needs of the cells, they'll take care of us. If our cells are ignored, and we focus on other things like diet. We focus on other things like other therapeutics. We focus on other things like what do we drink, what do we take as supplements and all these things, and ignore the cell, health will be denied. Health will be denied. We know since being a student of symptomatology, symptomatic science, planet Earth is well known as an echo chamber of illusion and a testing ground with many booger traps everywhere. We are sent here to be tested, brothers and sisters, to make us better. To make us better. We ask people to come and join us every week on AM 360 to learn how to navigate these booger traps that call health to be denied. What is optimal health? Optimal health is the natural ability for all of the body parts to resist diseases, to resist microbes, parasites, as well as toxic metal, radiation, poison, toxic alkaloid, and acid. See, brother and sister, our body has the ability to resist all of these things that make us sick, that cause us not to feel well. But we have to know what the cells need. Our cell has atomic intelligence. They are super intelligent. If we learn to take care of them and give them what they need, they will reward us with good health. This is how it works. In order for us to understand what our cells need, we must become master of the health rules. We must master the health rules. We must master the iron rule, the speed law, the weakness law, the pH rule, the natural law. We have to become master of these things in order to get our health back and to be empowered to take care of ourselves. No one is coming to save us. Therefore, optimal health must be earned. It's not inherited from our parent. It's not passed down to us through the generations. It's the effort of each and every individual. This is what we must know. Optimal health must be earned. As a matter of fact, it's a reward that comes from myself for making the best decision to take care of them. But if we take care of them, they'll take care of us. This is what optimal health is all about, producing the resistance against diseases. Become resistant against microbes, worms, parasites, toxic metal that's in the water, that's in the food we eat, that's in the air we breathe. There's no escaping these things. This is what optimal health is all about. So we ask you to come and join us on this journey. Health is a journey, brothers and sisters, not a destination. You get there, oh, I'm healthy now, and you don't do anything. You'll find out that the human being is high maintenance. If you don't do the necessary maintenance that's required and the necessary upkeep that's required, the necessary repair work that is required, health will be denied because we live on planet Earth, and planet Earth has a lot of booger traps, and it's where we live at on planet Earth. We live at the troposphere. But gravitational force is at its strongest. Its strongest. Negative energy abound, and this negative energy is always affecting us. When the season changes, we are affected by it internally. And we have to make changes in preparation when the season changes. If we don't, we're going to be sick. This is what happened, brothers and sisters, because we're not aware. And no one is teaching us these things. So now we have a school called the American School of Symptometry that's teaching symptomatic science, the science of how to take care of the needs of our cells, protect our DNA, remove blood impurities, all these things. So we'll be empowered to take care of our own health. No one is going to come and save us, brother and sister. It's up to us. We have to save ourselves by getting knowledge, becoming knowledgeable. So we ask you to join us, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. We have our guest with us today, Ms. Rita Taylor. She's going to be working with us, another certified symptometry health coach and also a student in the master program at the American School of Symptometry. She's going to be working with us today. She has some excellent information. that she'll be sharing with us. Before we get started with her, we're going to take a short break. Please take a moment to call someone, ask them to join us on Optimal Health with your host, Abdul Shaheed, and our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor. We'll be good because we're going to be sharing information, scientific, verifiable information. Here at the American School of Scientology and Scientology in general, we tell the truth about things. We get the whole truth out so you can make an excellent decision. You can't make good decisions if you don't have the total truth. And this is what happened to us. Now we have a place where we can get the total truth about how to maintain and achieve optimal health. Brothers and sisters, we'll be right back. Please do not go anywhere at all. You're with Abdul Shaheed and guests. And this is Optimal Health on AM 360. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
American Muslim 360 is proud to present the Thursday morning edition of A New Day for Al-Islam in America Radio with your host, Yusuf Ramadan.
Assalamualaikum, dear listeners. CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, invites you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for CARE on Air. That's the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Our American Muslim 360 host is Edward Ahmed Mitchell, attorney and deputy director. Edward Ahmed Mitchell is an attorney and former journalist who serves as the deputy director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome back, brother and sister. You're with Abdul Shaheed and guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor. And this is Optimal Health on AM 360. How you doing, Mrs. Rita?
I'm doing well. Happy Monday to you with the cold weather all over. But we're here to share the good news of centometry to my brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like I said, thank you for joining us this evening and taking time out of your busy schedule. Thank you for coming on board to share with us today. So what do you have to share with our listeners today?
Well, today I would like to talk about enzyme, but I also would like to talk about scientific eating and cooking and living because that is the beginning of an enlightenment for everyone. The food that gets into our body needs to be selected properly and cooked properly or else it will give us garbage in our blood, and our blood will be on a lockdown because, remember, when you started your this conversation, you talk about the membrane being locked down, which means that nutrients can't
come in and waste can go out. It needs to be going both sides of the aisle in the blood. And, you know, if you have dirty blood, you're going to have your cell jam. And I would like to talk about how they can help by eating properly and doing all that stuff so that they can get the enzymes they need to help them live optimally and healthily. So that's what I'm going to be talking about. Everything, again, is food, food, food. It's a double-edged sword. We were told that eating food will, you know, will heal us, but it does not. When you eat food, you get sicker and sicker with some of them, depending on how you cooked it or how you prepared it. So I like to start with food and wind up with the enzymes, because you need to have a cleaner blood for the enzymes that we need. Everything in our body is aided by enzymes. So you need enzymes for your everything in your body to function properly. But in not afraid to function properly, you need to be able to make sure that you don't, you know, your cells are not jammed, you don't have garbage in your cells, you don't have lockdowns and all the stuff. So that's what I'm going to do. And all these lockdowns come from the food and the environment, the water we drink, and how we live our lives. So that's what I want to share with everyone today.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Excellent.
I just want everybody to know that Brother Saheed talked about how to live optimally and healthily. And I just want everybody to know that health is an individual journey. It is your journey alone, not your father's journey, not your husband's journey, or your child's journey, or your doctor's journey. It is your journey. You are in control of your health. Don't do something and blame somebody else later that it is them that made you sick. No, it is you who caused that. Because you decided, your mind decided that it's going to eat certain foods. Eat certain food at different times all the time. And you know, drink soda and alcohol. Nobody forced put a gun to your head and say you need to drink alcohol. You did it. So your mind is saying, do it. So when something happens, I don't want you to blame somebody else. Because health. It's an individual journey. And that's what I'm starting off today, that if you want to live healthily, if you want yourself to be happy, you need to start with what you eat, what you consume, and what you drink. That's a whole lot of difference in your life. It will make a whole lot of difference in your life. You know, he started off by saying that you need to know about the pH rule. I would like to expand on that pH rule. The pH rule states that the mouth, the throat, the esophagus, the anus, the vagina, the skin, the stomach, and other organs except prostate and large intestine and colon must remain acidic. For any reason, the acidic part should never be over-acidified or over alkaline. So if you put something that is not acidic in your mouth, you will feel it immediately. You have some cancer sores, you have all that stuff, and you say, what happened? You put something that is more acidic than it should be in your mouth. You know your cells, they are smart. When you put something in there that doesn't belong to them, they will react. They will show you who is the boss. And they are the boss. And we all have cells in our bodies, and you need to treat it well. And if you don't treat the cells well, you are not going to live healthily and whatever. So I just want to start off that you need to know the rules. And that's one of the beginning. If you know the rules, then you really need you'll be able to live wisely and everything else. So the next rule that I want you to also learn about is the law of motion, Newton's law of motion, okay? Newton's law of motion says that nothing shall stop moving in your blood unless it's the cell is producing an essential, a brain essential, a body essential. Your nothing shouldn't stop. Your blood should move so quickly by the speed of light. So everything should move. If you do not have garbage in your blood, everything should move quickly. And also the other thing, that it should move at the speed of light. Okay? At the speed of light, what does it mean? It means that the blood should move at 185,000 miles per second or in milliseconds. This is known as the speed law. All of us should know this speed law, because if you don't feel good and you feel lethargic and you feel like, oh, I can't do this, your blood is not moving. There's something there that you need to take care of, and that's where symptometry comes in. And also remember, anything that happens, the opposite will happen, okay? So if you're winning, it looks like you're going to lose sometimes. There's always the opposite side of everything else. So you need to know that. You need to know the pH rule. You need to know the laws of emotion, that your blood should move at the speed of light. And that light is 185 miles per second. And it is up to us that our blood should be moving on that every day, every second, every hour. If it's not, that's why people have heart disease. They have they put some stents in their heart, because you know what? Your blood, that area is jammed with dirt and undesirable stuff that needs to be removed. Okay? And unless it's removed, you're not going to be healthy. They will put that stent in there, but then that solved the problem. No, it doesn't. It just pulled the garbage somewhere and put a stent in. The garbage is still in, you know, right there. And that's where symptometry comes in. Symptometry said you need to remove the garbage in order for your body to function properly, in order for your enzyme to work properly, because you have garbage on top of your cells, you have garbage inside your cell, and when you have that, you call it cell lockdown, which means that the membrane is not being permeable. It means that nothing is going in and the waste are not going out. So you know what? You will have a problem, and that is what we all need to avoid. That's all we need to do. So on that note, I would like to start talking about scientific eating and scientific cooking and scientific living. You know, you heard about that. What is scientific cooking? How do you cook your food? And what kind of food do you select to make sure that you get the best possible protein? Because, you know, we are made of human protein. Everything we eat is protein. A lot of protein. We have the fat. We have, you know, the oil, and then we have the starches. But we are made of human protein. And the way we cook it will maximize the benefit of that protein in your body. So let's start. I always start with my greens, plants, and everything else. You know, people will say, oh, plants are supposed to be good for us. How do you know that? The plants were not made for humans. They're made for themselves. They, you know, they live in the wild, so they don't want you to touch them, so they have viruses and they have things on them that say, don't touch me, and if you do, you're in trouble. But you know what? We think, oh, we can eat all the plant because it's here. Well, you can eat them, but you need to prepare them properly. So they have viruses, they have microbes, they have parasites, they have all kinds of things on the plant. So when you bring it home, it is up to you to prepare it well so that when it gets into your body, you don't have infections, you don't have poison. And so let's start with greens. We love the turnip greens, collard greens, and mustard greens. Yeah, all those plants, when they come in, they come from the farm. They come from the soil. How do you clean it up and prepare it? First of all, whether it's organic or inorganic is not important, because you know what? the difference between organic and non-organic is that the organic was not sprayed, but they still come from the soil. They still have worms. They have all kinds of things in there. So when you get home, make sure you clean it well, prepare it. You wash it really well. The soil, everything else, make sure if there's any worms, you know, sometimes you open the leaf and, you know, a worm will pop out of you. If you do not look at your stuff, do you know that there's something in there? Because I brought something somewhere, you know, worms and stuff, I've gotten out of it. But I was trained that I need to inspect all my leaves. So I inspect them, and I wash them really well. And make sure that there's no sand when you finish, before you start putting in saline solution. After you wash it well, you put in saline solution for 8 minutes. Why? Because the microbes and the viruses and the parasite need to kill them. And after that, after 8 minutes, don't go beyond 8 minutes, you need to cook them on the high heat. High heat, okay, because the greens contain ammonia, which you shouldn't be consuming. It contains some phyto, which you shouldn't be consuming. And it also contains ferulic acid. And why? How do you cook it? After you have put in certain solutions, and you put another pot, fresh pot, and put it on the stove on a high heat for 1 hour uncovered. Why do we say uncovered? We say uncovered because of the ammonia and the phyto and the ferulic acid needs to evaporate. And when they do evaporate, it means that you're not getting into your body. Some people don't do that. They bring it home and they cover it. If you cover it, the thing is not evaporating. It will get into your stomach, and you can get sick. So your green, no matter what it is, it needs to be prepared. And then after 1 hour, you can cook the colored green as long as you want, maybe another hour and a half, another 2 hours, depending on the toughness of the green. And then you will have a nice green to add to your meat and, you know, other things that you're going to eat. So prepare your greens well, because that makes sure that the food that's getting into your body will not cause a cell lockdown because you're cooking it well. Your meat, how do you prepare your meat? You know, we all eat meat. And in cytometry, we said all meat can be eaten except pork. That we don't really recommend it either. But if you eat pork, you need to make sure that the fat is removed, because that fat is called chronic acid that needs to be removed. And when you remove it, you clean it up, making sure, and then you put it on the high heat, the meat, for 1 hour. Okay? After you cook for 1 hour, you take it out and you season the meat with with all your season, the right season that we recommend, and put in the crock pot for 11 hours. Why do we do that? What is the scientific reason behind that? The scientific reason behind that is that it releases the amino acid that we all need, and also it neutralizes all the poison and all the things that they inject into the meat, the poisons and everything else that they inject so that the meat will be fatter and all that. It's poison. So if you cook that thing for 11 hours, you're going to reduce that or eliminate that completely, and the amino acid will be out there so that you'll be able to eat it and not feel any effects on the meat because the meat has been cooked well. And you are going to eat meat that is tender, soft, and really juicy, depending on how you cook it. So I always recommend that, you know, people say, I don't have the time. Well, you know what? We don't have time for anything, but we make time, right? We make time for the football games. We make time for all the stuff. So you can at least cook it. You can cook it overnight while you're sleeping. Basically, when you get up in the morning, the house has aroma and you have the meat for you to eat for the next couple of days. So you can do that. Why do people do grilling? Grilling doesn't do anything for you. As a matter of fact, grilling, it just heated slightly for you 2 or 3 hours, and none of the aminoacid that we're talking about, you're not going to get it all there. And all the parasites and everything that comes, you know, that you want to kill is still there. So you're really eating meat that hasn't been cooked properly. So take your time and cook your meat well, because your body deserves good meat, you know, meat that's properly cooked. So that's what I recommend for cooking. And also, how do you live scientifically? You know what? When you're in a car and something gets into your eye, what do you do? Do you put your hands in your eye and try to wipe it off? You know, your hands are filled with microbes. I mean, we need to be washing our hands all the time, because the viruses and everything else that is on our hands and everything else. So if you put your hands in your eye, you don't know what kind of virus or microbe on that hand, and it goes right into your eye. And before you know it, you have an infection. You say, how did I get that? That is one of the ways that you can live to prevent eye infection, because you need to take a Kleenex in your car. You should have a box of Kleenex in your car all the time. So, you know, we all feel something. You're driving and something itches, and you say, take a Kleenex and wipe it off. And that way you know that you're not going to have any viruses that is going to hurt you. Okay. In your house, you're cleaning. You clean well? Clean your bathrooms well? Okay? Do you spray your house all the time? Don't, if you spray, do not stand in front of the spray, because you are going to inhale all the toxicity from the spray. And if somebody, you know, you need to really, when somebody spray, you need to get out of the house, open the windows, and let, you know, the poison come out of it. Okay, do not stand near a spray. And if you're going to spray in your house, make sure you are not there and leave for a couple of hours before you come in. Okay, how many times do you change your air filters? Air filters are supposed to be changed every 3 months. Do you let your go for months and months without, you know, it contains a lot of microbes in there, and you're breathing that, and your health-wise, you cannot be breathing all these things in the air when your air filter has not been changed. Okay, how do you walk on the carpet in your house, whether it's wood or whether it's, you know, a carpet? It has bromide, so you need to have socks on all the time to basically make sure that, you know, you not walk barefooted in your house. Make sure you have a socks on all the time. So these are some of the things that I like to share with you, that, you know, you can live scientifically, cook scientifically, eat scientifically. It takes time. It takes time. But, you know, once you get used to it, once you become disciplined, it becomes easy. Okay? We also recommend that you have ginger drink. That we recommend that you do and really drink it for 4 days. It takes time to prepare, but if you can have that drink, it really helps you. You know, helps you with your blood pressure, it helps you with diabetes and all that stuff. So I would recommend, if you don't know, Brother Sahib might help you with that. Basically, it should be part of your diet. Okay, what kind of water do you drink? How many sodas do you drink? I stopped drinking soda years ago. You know, I drink electrolyte water. And when you drink, you look at the bottle, it will tell you how many electrolytes is on the bottle. That's what you should be drinking, because your body needs electrolytes. It's one of the resources that your body needs. So look about what you drink. How many times do you drink wine and beer and alcohol? You know, it denatures the enzymes that I'm going to be talking to you about. Because if you denature the enzyme, it means that nothing is working in your body. It means that your cells are not aligned properly. You have misalignment, which means you have an anomaly
And that anomaly means that your DNA is not communicating with the gene, and also your DNA is not communicating with the ribosome RNA. So you have double misalignment, and that's the beginning of an anomaly. And you shouldn't be doing that. It's all based on what you're eating and everything else. So be careful. You know, food is it's a double-edged sword. We need the food to survive, because if you don't eat, you're going to, you're going to be famished. But if you eat the right food, it's going to help you. So now we talked about scientific eating. We talk about cooking and everything else. We're going to talk to you today about enzymes. Why are enzymes so critical for us? Why do we need enzymes? We need enzymes because our body needs enzymes. Our body needs enzymes because enzyme is what makes our body work. Everything that happens in our body is aided by enzymes. And if you eat scientifically and cooking well, you know what? And your blood is moving at the speed of light, and you do not have cell lockdown, you will be able to, the enzyme that we're going to help you get is going to help your cell to really live better for you. You're not going to get all the anomalies and everything else. So I'm going to talk to you a couple of enzymes that you need to know about. I want to share with you about. And one of the enzymes that I'm going to talk to you about is the oxidase and the mite 11, basically, that we need to make sure that we are producing that in our body. And again, if you are not eating scientifically and everything else and your cells are jammed, the enzyme, no matter what, is not going to help you, because you need to clean the body first, and that's where symptometry comes in. If your body's a jam, you come to symptometry, we do have the particulate that will ionize, oxidize, and electrolytic associate. It will do that to clean that up. And when you clean it up, then the enzyme that you need will be able to work proficiently. Because if your body is jammed, if the cell membranes are not exchanging the nutrients and the resources and the waste are not going out, then you're going to have a jammed thing. And regardless of what you do, the enzymes are not going to work for you. And so I want you to know that you need to start off with a clean body. And symptometry do have the resources to help you, particulates and molecules, to help you unjam that so that you'll be able to take advantage of the enzyme that you need to have in our body, because we cannot function without enzymes. We need that enzyme for our body to function. So I was going to tell you about the oxidase, and also I'm going to talk to you about the Mighty 11, because those are critical for you to understand them so that they can help you live properly and everything else. So what is the oxidase? Oxidase is the lead enzyme that we have. And you know what? It is the one, the oxidase is protect the cell by making oxygen accept hydrogen so that hydrogen does not become a burden on the cell. Okay, so you need that. And also with oxidase, you also will have water. You need water for the cells to function. You need water in your body for it to function. And oxidase is the lead enzyme. And somebody will say, well, what does it do? And that's what I want to share with you about what it does, so that you'll be able to know that these enzymes are enzymes that we need if we're going to be able to live, health-wise, we're going to learn to live
in a healthy way. Okay. The one that I'm going to share with you is called the Mighty 11, and they are the protease, the primase, the helicase, and I'm going to share with you the first one is you know, the protease. The protease, you need protease in your body because it speed up the hydrolytic degradation of protein into smaller polymers, okay? And that is the polymers that the amino, you know, that the brain produce, the brain essential, body essential, and everything else. Because without you producing body essential, brain essential, you cannot function. You need to be able to produce that with an enzyme that will help you produce the body essential, brain essential, and protease is critical for you to be able to do that. And again, enzyme will not work unless your body is clean, because it will not help you if your body is loaded with garbage. If it's loaded with garbage, we have to first clean it up first. So scintometry will give you the particulates and the molecules to clean it up depending on your situation, basically, before the enzyme will kick in. Because other than that, the enzyme will not kick in. Okay. The other thing that we talked about is permeate. Okay. What is permeate? It is, it, to me, I called it the nutritional enzyme. It, you know, it is, it modifies the structure of every nutrient, every food that you eat. You know, every so that it can push the nutrients into the cell. And if you do not have nutrients, your cells are not going to be nourished. And if your cells are not nourished, you don't have a healthy cell. And the healthy cell will have anomaly, and you're going to have problems. So you're going to need that permease, basically. And everybody needs to be able to have that, to be able to modify the structure of everyone. And that's what permease does. And if you do not, if you drink alcohol, if you drink, you know, the beers and the alcohol, you're going to denature that enzyme, which means that your permease might not be able to work. It means you're not going to be able to feed yourself. And if you can't feed yourself like anything else, if your cells are not nourished, you're going to die. And that's what happened. It will furnish. You need to make sure that you do not do the wrong, you know, by drinking alcohol and all that stuff, because as soon as it's that, it breaks away from the substrate. So you need to make sure that if you're making progress and eating right and doing everything right, you don't want to go in and drink the wine and this, you know, and the wine and the alcohol, the hot liquors, because you are, I mean, basically, you are denaturing your enzyme. It's poison, so you denature the enzyme. Okay, so you need to be careful with that. The other one that we also need to talk about is helicase. What is helicase? It unwinds your DNA so that the DNA can transcribe the blueprint to messenger RNA. Okay, if your DNA cannot unwind, you cannot. You cannot, nothing happens, because you have a broken DNA. And if you have a broken DNA, it needs to be repaired. It needs to be repaired. And that's where you have to come in to scintometry, and we'll give you the particulates and the molecule to repair it. But you need to know that that is something that you need to work towards off, because it's an enzyme that your body needs, okay? Polymerase, it's an enzyme that produces a polymer by joining several monomers to produce a nucleotide, okay? And it's like the DNA and RNA. You need that also polymerase there, okay? And then you have the DNA polymer. This is a very important enzyme that you need to have, because if you have cancer and everything else, this is the enzyme that's going to repair it. This is the enzyme that's going to repair it for you so that you will not have a problem. So you need a DNA protein, you know, and normally it will the DNA will repair it and make a copy divide the DNA and also make a copy that looks like the old one. And so you need the DNA polymerase, okay? It is very critical. The other one is RNA polymerase. It's also the same thing, but it works for the RNA, and it connects only the nutrients to have the cell to produce RNA polymerase. So this is important that you know that these are all the things that are happening in your body. This is happening in your body, and you need to know something about it. But it all depends on the food that is going in there, because if you're feeding your body the wrong food, you're not going to have the enzyme work for you as much as we want to. We also, the knitting enzyme, it knits, things together, the ribose and process together to form the backbone of the DNA. You know, everybody, you know, needs to know what DNA is. And basically, you have a DNA, and you need to keep it intact, because if it's broken, nothing happens. Your body, you know, comes to a standstill, okay? And kinase, okay? We also need to know that kinase is the one that uses force to divide the cell at the speed of light, okay? And also the cyclin also uses force to divide the cell in a timely manner so that, you know, like, it regulates your period to make sure you have a regular period. I used to have irregular period when I was, you know, a teenager. I didn't know, understand that. They gave me a lot of drugs, and now I know that it didn't do me any good, as a matter of fact. And if you know, your cycling is not working properly, you're going to have all that. You're going to have your period not being normal. It will come 5 minutes or 5 days early or 5 days later, or when you get it, it's like 2 weeks, and, you know, it doesn't seem to stop. It means your cycling in your body is in dysfunction, and you need to repair that. And again, we have that in stock. We have that particular in stock for you to get your cycling going. And again, Brother Sahih can help you. That's what we do. We go underneath it and find why was Rita not having the period on time. Why do I have a period 1 month and I'll skip another month and then I'll have it again and it will be heavy and I didn't understand that? Or I will have my period for 3 months in a row and then it will stop for a month. My cycling was out of whack. Again, little girls and what they need to know. If you have a daughter that is experiencing that, symptometry will get to the root cause of it and help you. And I experienced that, and I want parents to know that if they have a daughter, and don't say that, oh, their 13 is going to fix itself when they get older. No. I mean, you're born with that, and that cycle should be going like clockwork. Going like clockwork. If you're skipping, you're skipping because your cycling is messed up. And symptomatology will be here to help your 12-year-old, your 13-year-old get back to normal. And the earlier they get back to normal, the better off it's going to be for their health, because they're going to have a period for at least, you know, 40-something years. You're going to have, you know, you start at 12, you're going to probably have a period for the next 45 years or so. So you need to really make sure that your cycling is working properly, okay? And then, these are some of the things I want to share with you, because I think this is important for you to understand that. And we call that the Mighty 11, basically. So I wanted you guys to know about it, but I will like to emphasize that the enzyme that I talked about, the cyclin, the knitting enzyme, the RNA polymerase, the oxidase, they will not work. They will not work if your body is in disrepair, if your body is in misaligned. Okay, if you have an anomaly, if you experience some symptoms that you know that somebody needs to take a look at, but you're not doing anything about it, the enzyme we give you will not work. You're going to have to repair the symptoms that you have. You're going to have to bring it back to normal, and that's where we come in. We go to the root cause of the whole situation for you so that you don't have to worry, because once the root cause has been repaired, then the enzyme that you are going to be getting to help you prepare more, the particular you're going to get will help you get more enzymes will work better, which means that your body will function normally because you have made sure that your cell is not neglected. We call it cell neglect. Nothing is neglected. And in that way, everything that you are given it will work successfully. So with that in mind, I want to say if anybody has a question, let me know. But my favorite part to me in the Mighty 11 is the cycling part because it impacted me personally when I was a teenager. It impacted me till, basically I had, period that was painful. I didn't understand that. I cried and cried. The doctor said it's in my head. No. My cycling was out of whack. And we didn't know anything about symptometry. Now that I know, I'm telling my daughters, if you have that, symptometry is there for you to get to the bottom of it. So parents and grandparents, if you have kids that are going through that, we have the solution to help them avoid the pain, avoid the cycling mess that I experienced. So with that in mind,
we have a hand raise. We're going to go straight to the hand raise. We have a hand raise. That number is 347-613. Thank you for joining us on Optimal Health on AM 360. You have a question?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Coach, and assalamu alaikum, Sister Rita.
How you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to ask about juicing. I saw this program and somebody was talking about juicing is good. I mean, I know you can't eat any vegetable, any fruit, but what about juicing? What about juicing with a diet, with a scientific diet and juicing, as a regular, as a part of a regular
you wanna address that, Mrs.
diet? What do you think?
Well, brother, I will not recommend juicing because, what are you juicing? Are you putting different fruits together to juice? How are you juicing that thing?
No, it not necessarily. I ain't even doing it yet. I saw.
Okay.
Guy was talking about juicing, and it seemed like a good time to ask because I juiced years ago, but I'm wondering how good it would it be to juice with the scientific eating and, as part of a diet of scientific eating, juicing.
Exactly. Okay. If you're going to juice, you're going to juice only one fruit to juice. You don't mix all of it because each fruit is different. You can't put apples,
strawberries,
all that there. No. To me, the only diet to the fruit is pineapple.
Okay.
And if I juice it, I will juice it myself. I don't buy it from the store. I will juice it myself, but I
drink it all the time,
okay? And do a couple of days of it. That's it, because I have a taste for it. You can use that individually, but you cannot put and make it like a concoction.
Right.
And because you don't know, they don't mix together. So juicing individually, fine. But you know what?
Right.
Some things like apples that have it has a lot of things in there, and I don't recommend that. But I said juice one, and as I said, I use pineapple one at a time, and that's what I do. I
get it.
Advertising, okay? Mm-hmm. Brother Sahih, would like to add anything to that?
Oh, yes. When you're juicing something, you have to be very careful because when you juice a plant, you're bypassing the first stage of digestion, chewing your food in your mouth. The food began to be digested in the mouth. That's very important.
Right.
With the thermal energy, the heat that's in the mouth, and the amylase that's in our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
If you juice something, you're going to bypass that. You also, just like Mrs. Rita just stated, don't juice different fruits because they have different electrons.
Mm-hmm.
The electron will produce turbulence.
Right.
And this is what's called this is what called vertigo. You bend down and pick up your keys, and you raise up real quick, and you're dizzy, and somebody has to support you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what caused it.
Mm-hmm.
That's trauma turbulence from the electrons combined in. After you eat something, it's going to combine with something already in the body. And so if you juice it, then you have different fruit with different electrons that are going to be combined in, and that produce turbulence. Also, you have to be very careful go ahead.
I was going to say, so it's safe to juice as long as you're juicing correctly.
Yes, to an extent. See, we live. This is what we have to always remember, Mother Bernard. We live on planet Earth. Planet Earth has a lot of booby traps. So if I say yes, it's safe to juice fruit, and then everybody would try to do that, it's based on what enzymes they're able to produce. They might not be able to do pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
They might have enzymes that they're not equipped with breaking down pineapple, what's in pineapple. And then they will get an allergic reaction. You have to know what enzyme you have. This is how important enzymes are.
Okay.
You have a lot of background.
So when you say no, you're
distracted.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so you're saying
a lot of background
so we could. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I was chopping up some food. But let me just get back to the question. So juicing, how would you know what enzymes you have or what enzymes? What, I never heard of that.
Okay.
I have blood type,
this
but I didn't
know
your enzyme types.
This is how you know.
Uh-huh.
When you drink that pineapple juice, and then you break out in hives, that their body is letting you know the cells.
Oh, really?
That can happen? You have an allergic reaction to it. There are people who can't even stand the smell of fish. They're allergic to fish, just the smell. They will break out. That means they do not have the enzyme to digest fish protein. So they need help from synthetics. It doesn't mean that you don't eat fish ever. No, you have to produce the enzyme to digest fish protein. Same thing. You got to have enzyme to digest pineapple. Anything you put in your mouth, if you fail to have the enzyme to digest it, then you have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get a reaction from the cell.
I know.
It's sending you a signal to say, look, you cannot digest this until you get an enzyme. And how are you going to produce the enzyme? You don't know how to produce the enzyme. We're telling you now what you have to do.
No.
You need the amino acid, and you need the cofactor. You need the coenzyme.
Mm-hmm.
And they come from cytometry because you can't trust the health food store how they produce their molecules, their supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to be properly combined.
Right.
You have to have the amino acid.
Okay.
You have to have the first. You got to clean up your blood and clean up your lymphatic system so the cells can function properly.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remove the calcification from the cells. The cells be on lockdown, many of them, and the people and the person has denatured their enzymes. That's why they have the problem. They did something. You have to be very careful.
Right, so
I just can't say, you can juice all pineapple and everybody can drink
no,
it.
I get it.
I would like to add this to it for you, brother. Is the reason that if you're going to juice, which I don't recommend, as I said, periodically I'll do it once in a while, maybe for 2 or 3 days. I recommend is that if you mix them and you have a reaction, you don't know whether it's the pineapple that gave you the reaction or the apple that gave you the reaction or the strawberry.
I get the mixing. I get that part.
What you
was explaining about the enzymes, enzyme types, but. Yeah, I think it says it can be safe. It can be safe. It's like, you know, you just can't say, yes, it's okay to juice. But I guess it's on a person, you know, a person to person.
It's an individual.
It depends on who the person is.
Individual.
Yeah, individual,
you can,
yeah.
You know, you can eat anything, but you have to have the enzyme for it to be able to take care of business. But that's all the enzyme helps you to live, you know, to make sure that you don't get sick from it or something like that. So the enzymes are there, but the body will not function without enzymes. You need enzymes for everything in our body, what we eat and what we drink. So you need to know. But if you have a reaction to anything, it means that your body is not producing the right enzyme for you to be able to digest that food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the commentary comes in and says, it will help you with the particular molecules so that you'll be able to digest that food. Next time you eat the fish, you are not throwing up. Next time you eat, you are not throwing up. So that's where the enzyme comes in. Okay? So that's what it is.
Okay, I get it. I get it. I was just asking a question. This guy was on the show yesterday, and he was talking about enzymes and the juices. Yes.
But here's the thing: we also have to remember, because a lot of those shows they say we get enzyme by eating raw plant. That's not true. The plant enzyme is for the plant. The plant have plants have DNA just like human has DNA. And the plant enzyme won't work in us. Our cells have to produce their own, our own enzyme. That's the first thing that they produce, enzyme, because nothing else happened before then. See, this is how important it is. So when you eat plant, you get all the plant enzymes. Those enzymes, so the plant is not thinking about human beings when they're doing their work, when they're functioning, when they're thriving. They're not thinking about humans. See, we think the vegetation is here for us, for you. No, they're not. We've been misinformed. Plant enzyme, animal enzyme do not work in human, period. Thank you.
We are human beings. We are not plants. Okay. And if you're
so we like I remember you said that before. You said that we eat the animal who eats the plant. So we get from the
plant. Because they have enzymes that digest what's in the plant. We don't.
Right.
So when we eat the animal, we get the animal nutrients and we get the plant nutrients all in one. How smart is that?
Yeah. Creative. That's a handy word.
Yes, that's how it works.
All right. So,
you have another question, Brother Bernard?
No, that's it. I was curious about that, but I got an idea. Not that I'm going straight
If you want to try juice and pineapple by itself, that is a good fruit to try to juice and see how it works.
I was actually thinking along that line. My pineapple.
Yeah, just
maybe watermelon.
And add 2/3 water when you do it. 2/3 water. Do not add any.
Oh, still
got to
add water. Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
It's safe to add water. 2/3 water if you're going to make it a juice. You have to add water to it.
Yeah.
2/3 water.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
But you know, even though pineapple is okay just to eat it like it is. It's just nice and ripe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even
juice
that.
It?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why juice it?
Yeah, I wouldn't even juice a pineapple. Yeah.
Exactly.
I was thinking along the line of like celery, or something else that, you know, that could eat us in one of the 45 food groups.
Here's the question. Why would you juice it? What's the object?
I don't know. I just to digest it. It'd be easier to digest, I was thinking.
Mm.
Easier to digest.
No.
You know. No? You said no? Why not?
You need to chew the food.
No, I know you said
that.
First step,
chewing.
I know, but when we chew it, right, we're dissolving it and it's going down. It's like the juices or the nutrients going down. So juicing is just takes you directly there. That's what I thought.
Yeah, you have bypassed something. You have bypassed the amylase in your mouth. You have bypassed the lysosome. You bypass mucin. There's a lot of things in our mouth. It's very important. Those digestive enzymes in our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You bypass them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to tell you is that using periodically, if I were you, you know, pineapple, I cut them in chunks and eat them. It's better because you are digesting it, as you said. And your body needs the liquid is not digestion. It's just water, you know, by water that you're doing. So whatever you're going to
do,
I advise that you eat it. You eat it, and then periodically.
Like I said, I wouldn't juice no pineapple. I like the way pineapple is, just as the way it is.
Very
tasty, just the way it is.
It is good. It's better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Renard, you have another question for us?
All right, thank you. No, no. Thank you, that was good. I got a lot out of that.
Awesome. Thank you. Press one on your phone. Right. You have another hand raised.
Okay, let me. Okay, gotcha.
Press one.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for joining us. 404-496. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. My question is going back to the soaking of the vegetables. You know, your greens, your peppers, for 8 minutes, and the iodized salt. If you were doing that in order to kill, you say, the microbes and parasites, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so wouldn't the heat, when you're actually cooking on high heat, kill microbes and parasites?
No, you need to get rid of that first before you cook it. No, first of all, you need to clean that plant. The plant come from the wild. They have so many things on there.
I understand all of that. I understand. Yeah. I wash my foods well to get rid of all the sand, all the dirt, pick out the worms and whatever. I'm just wanting to know and understand why we do the salt to kill, you know, the salt bath to kill the microbes and parasites. And then we cook it at high heat, which would also kill parasites and microbes.
But Zahir, would you like to add? Because, I mean, that's...
We need all the help that we can get. And as much that the iodine salt, the saline salt solution would lift off those plants. A lot of the plants in the store are sprayed. They're sprayed with insoluble substance, like wax. It's insoluble. And it's going to be, you can cook it. There's plant alkaloids that you can cook. But nothing's going to happen to them. You'll be eating them, and the wax get inside of you, then you have a problem. It's inside.
Okay, thanks. You've answered my question. I don't need a long repeat of, you know, the whole thing. Thank you.
Ma'am, I understand. That's the main thing.
Okay,
you get all of those things off of it. And that give us extra help.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was an excellent question.
It is an excellent question. Yeah.
We're able to lift off the microbes. We're able to lift off the poison, the spray that they sprayed on them, the pesticide, the herbicide. And you don't want that in the food.
Exactly.
You don't want it in the food when you cook it. There's microbes on there. If you use the saline salt solution, it helps to destroy those microbes. If you don't rinse that, the microbes are still on your hands. Even though you rinse them under the water, but it's not enough to rinse them under the water. Even though you're going to cook them. You know, there's some microbes can stand heat.
Yes.
They can stand what's in saline salt solution with iodine. Iodine is a mineral, and it has heavy atomic weight.
Exactly.
And it will help to remove all that stuff that's on the plant that we're trying to get ready to prepare for cooking. And if we go through that process, we can eliminate a lot of the garbage that we'll be having in our body. The less garbage we have when we cook the food, the less garbage that we be in our body. It is because we eat food and we don't have enzymes to digest everything thoroughly. We have garbage in our system, garbage in our blood, garbage in our lymphatic system, garbage everywhere. And this is what most of us do not understand. Who's carrying out the garbage that we're putting inside of us? The air has garbage. The water has garbage. The food has garbage. Whatever we can eliminate before we cook it, the better off we'll be.
There you go. I agree with you.
We already put it to the test. In centometry, we already put it to the test. And no one is teaching this but centometry. So we can get our health back, be in charge.
Well,
you know, I know we don't need a long story, but sometimes we have to paint the pictures, what's going on with us.
Exactly. I use myself as an example. It's my experience that so that people will know that this is what I did and this is what helped me with centometry to get back on track. So, yes, you do need
Absolutely.
You need 8 minutes to kill the microbes and everything else before you cook it. I mean, it just, some heat, as you said, will not kill the microbes. You know, you need that iodine saline solution to help you out. So.
Exactly. When I'm doing the ginger, do therapeutic ginger beverage, I wash the ginger and I soak it in saline salt solution. I'm going to peel the ginger, but I'm still going to soak it first. Because
exactly.
if I don't soak it, then when I'm peeling it, all of the microbes is on it's still there. It's on my hand. They're not going to disappear because I'm handling it.
Mm-hmm.
So as I peel it, the ginger, I'm getting rid of the peeling, but the microbes are on the peeling. And
exactly.
now they're on my hand as I cut them and I peel them. But if I soak them in saline salt solution, they're all destroyed. I don't have to worry about that.
Exactly. Before
because
you
everything
start.
Is mixing with everything else. Once they're there and your hand is a surface, all these microbes that you don't see will be on your hands. And those microbes will be transferred to the unpeeled part of the ginger or the peeled part of the ginger. So
that
I feel a lot safer that I've killed the microbe when I soaked them in the saline salt solution. Now I can safely peel the ginger and then won't be in fear of the microbes.
Exactly. No,
it's very
I
important. Once the microbes get inside of us, and we already explained that's what they do. We allow them to get inside of us often. We don't wash our hands frequently enough, and we put our fingers in our eyes to rub our eyes. When we're on the outside, some dust got in our eyes. We just transfer microbes to our eyes. And they're
exactly.
going to get in our body, and they're not going to leave. We have to force them out. They're in a nice, warm place. You're providing food for them. It's free. You're not charging rent. Why should they go anywhere?
And why would
they're
you?
Not going.
Why would you? It's just like the worms are
they're
going to
set up a colony. They're going to set up a community. They have little ones with poison running all over the place. This is what happens. We allow those predators inside of us. So we have to
there
be smarter than that.
Yeah, and believe me, I just, you know, I really think that you need to make sure that you don't get microbes in your body, especially those worms that people
yes.
don't even know. That worm, you feed in the worm, and he's right there, and you say, oops, I'm going to get it. Oops, I'm going to get it. You think the worm is eating it, and so you're not getting anything. So there's so many things that we need to be careful with.
You have to fight off.
And
absolutely.
It takes, and everything takes time. Believe me, if you want to eat healthily, you have to spend the time to cook and prepare your food well. It will save your life, basically. I believe in that. And that's what I want to share with everybody. And Brother Saheed, my time is up. And I just want to thank
you. Time goes by so fast, Ms. Rita. It goes by so fast.
So fast, especially when you're talking about enzymes and cooking, which we want the world to know that that is your ticket to success, you know, eating well scientifically, cooking scientifically, and, you know, living scientifically and having enzymes, basically. That is our ticket to success. We have to have the enzyme, but in order for it to our body should not be on a lockdown. Our body should, you know, should be open. The membrane should be open so that the exchange between the nutrients and the waste can go in and out. We need that. If your body is, you know, functioning that way, you're in good health. But if it's not, your body is jammed. And if your body is jammed, the enzymes are not going to work properly for you. So on that
absolutely.
Note, I said thank you for, you know, inviting me today. I'm looking forward to see you guys next week. And have a great week. Assalamualaikum.
Well, assalam. Thank you so very much, Mrs. Rita. And I'm sure our listeners appreciate what you had to share today. And we hope they begin to put some of those things to practice. We thank you so very much. And you have a good evening.
Thank you. Assalamualaikum, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, assalam. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Brother and sister, we're going to take a short break. You're with Abdul Shaheed for the duration, the host of Optimal Health on AM360. Please call somebody. Take a moment. We have a lot more information to share. We have about 45 minutes left into our program, and we have a lot more information to share. So please do not go anywhere. Take a moment to call someone. Invite them to join us. Thank you so very much. We'll be right back.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of Al-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Waris-Din Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Waris-Din Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi, and in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Waris-Din Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Afar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspiration. Believe in yourself and you will find a creative innovation that will ease your mind. Educate yourself. What path will you take? Will you be wise in the decisions you make? Set your standards high. Don't settle for less. You have the power to be the best. You will succeed. You have what it takes. Make your intentions and step out on faith. Knowledge is power. Wisdom supreme. Success inevitable with a well-balanced routine. Exercise, eat healthy. Keep your mind and body pure. You will be amazed at what you endure. Be assertive when it comes to your life, because no one else will do it just right. Unlock the door. You have the keys in yourself. You must believe. Join us again for Narrative Aspirations. When we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. With Abdul Shahid, your host of Optimal Health, and also your certified Scientometry health coach. Well, we're going to continue. If you have a question, feel free to press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic, and you'll be able to ask your question and make your comment. We certainly appreciate you joining us today here on Optimal Health on AM 360. We've been talking about the cells, and it's the cells that's in charge of our health. The Almighty created them with super intelligent, super intelligent. Oftentimes, we ignore our cells. We ignore our DNA. We ignore the blood impurities that circulate in our blood, and these are the reasons why we don't feel well. These are the reasons why we're sick. They would be the reason why you would have an anomaly called disease. Health is normalcy, and of course, disease is abnormalcy. It's the same as the fitrah. We are under the laws, and with the laws of physics, we're under them. The Almighty has created a system in place to keep us in check. When we violate the systems, then we produce an anomaly. That's what happened. Every time we violate the laws of physics, our body would give us a sign, letting us know that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. Because we violated, we deviated from the norm, the system that the Almighty has running through everything in the creation, including human beings. And this is how we know. This is how we know how to reverse all conditions, because the cell has the ability to do it. Brothers and sisters, we take care of the needs of our cells, they will self-correct all by themselves. They're self-regulating. They're self-protecting. They're self-cleansing. And they're self-perpetuating. That word perpetuating, that means they will keep going and keep going and keep going as long as we give them what they need. That's what they will do. They will reward us with good health by making the right decisions. That's what health is, a reward for doing good by the cells. These are the things that we have to know. If we ignore them, we're bound to make a mistake, and then we'll be going off track. This is what happened. So we focus on ourselves. We help them to produce enzyme. That is the first essential. Essential means this is what must be in our body in order for us to be normal, to maintain normalcy. So the first one are the enzymes that they must produce. And we have to help them produce enzymes by eating scientifically, cooking our food scientifically, to release the amino acid that's in the protein food that we eat. This is what Mrs. Reeder was explaining to us. And our cells has the ability to bring all of those nutrients and resources together to produce all our essentials. There's hundreds of thousands of them. They have not been named yet. It's so many of them. This is what we have to do. And no one is teaching this but symptometry. And if we take advantage of it, we can maintain and optimize our health where we become disease-free, free of disease. And not only become disease-free, but we be able to fortify our body against diseases. The Almighty has allowed us that ability, that capacity to become resistant to these things on this planet. We are created to live here. This is why we have to remember. We are created to live here with all this, all the problems, the pollution, the toxic metal that's in the air, in the water, in the food, all these microbes you cannot even see. We are still created to live here, but we have to get smart about it and learn some things. Otherwise, we'll be taken advantage of, and we'll become vulnerable. Not only to the microbe we can't see, but a lot of people that we can see on two legs, because they'll take advantage of us too. Those are most of the predators, the ones that talk to us, talk back to us. The negative energy that comes from them. They will compromise our health if you have to deal with them every day. This is part of fortifying ourselves, brothers and sisters, things that we have to learn. Here are some other things that we want to share with you today. We focus on ourselves, not on chaotic eating. There's scientific eating, there's chaotic eating. Chaotic eating is just eating what you want when you feel like eating. Not thinking about the cells. Not thinking about what's going to be circulating and floating in your blood. Because if it tastes good, look good, smell good, oh, I'm going to eat that. We don't even think about what's in it. We read the label after we've eaten it, if we read the label at all. It's after we eat it, it's too late. You don't know what's going to happen. And things get inside of our body and they combine with other things. And they produce all kinds of missile recumbents, concretion. Because the body is going to try its best to break it down to at least common denominator. And something is very difficult to break down. And something cannot be broken down, depending on what it is, what it's made of, what kind of atom it is comprised of. So people think they can reverse their condition by eating food. They're wrong. Food does not cure diseases. Unfortunately, because we all eat food. And it will not cure diabetes. I don't care what people on the internet tell you. It won't cure hypertension. It won't cure chronic kidney disease. It won't cure indigestion. Food will not cure any of those. You can prevent diseases, many of them, by eating scientifically. How to cook the food, how to get the nutrients out of the food, how to prepare the food for cooking, how to select them. This is what we mean by scientific cooking and scientific eating. When to eat, the timing, how much to eat, portion size makes a difference. How many times a day you eat, all these things makes a difference. Whether you drink water with your food or not, whether you talk while you eat, all makes a difference, brothers and sisters. So chaotic eating, it's a big problem. When people focus on food, people focus on treatment products. Well, I can take this product and I cure my diabetes. No, that's not how you do it. It is the cells that reverse the condition, not man, not man-made chemicals, not herbs and drugs. It is the cells. If we take care of them, remove the problem and the hindrance from them, they will do what they've been created to do to keep us healthy, to keep us on the paradigm of normalcy. And they are good at it. They are supreme at it. They are super intelligent. The only way they're unable to do it, we ignore them because that's what we've been taught to do. Our doctor never mentioned ourselves. They never mentioned energy. They never mentioned enzyme to us when we go to them. You go there with a headache, oh, here's a drug. You go get this prescription. That's not going to make you well. It's temporary. It's temporary. This is what we have to know. It doesn't mean if you have an emergency, don't go to the doctor. That's not what we're saying here. You have to be in charge. It's your body. You live with it 24/7. It is the potential for us to have this life on this planet, and we have to have a body. If we don't take care of it, we'll be in a bad fix. We won't reach our fullest potential if we don't take care of it. Because whatever problem we have, it's going to eventually become a mental illness. Poor mental health, that's what we're going to have. And with poor mental health, you can't make the best decision. That's the connection. So the treatment products, you can't focus on that. And people focus on the treatment method. If you do this kind of bath, if you do this kind of exercise, if you do this, if you do that, the methods, that doesn't cure diseases. The treatment procedure, people are stuck there in their treatment procedures, and they're still stuck with their disease. They're focusing on the wrong thing. We have to focus on the needs of the cells and to produce clean blood and remove the hindrance from the cells. Remove garbage from the lymphatic system so it doesn't be absorbed, that garbage does not be absorbed by our organs and our glands and our tissue, our eyes, our kidneys. If we don't remove the garbage, these organs and glands will absorb them. Our skin will absorb the garbage. This is what happens. If we don't remove it, it will be in the blood. The blood would absorb the garbage. Our body would do as much as it can do to keep it out of the blood, so the blood would move and move with speed. Speed is very important. Mrs. Rita mentioned speed. If our blood do not circulate with speed, at the speed of light, many cells will not receive nutrients. If the cells do not receive nutrients, they can't produce energy. Brothers and sisters, we are energy. Believe it or not, that's what we are. We are energy. Anything that's depleting our energy is taking our life. This is how we have to look at it. All of the above things, which are secondary to the needs of the cell, we must know that the cell must come first. You know, we must study our cells, see what those cellular organelles are about and what they do. They do everything. Those cellular organelles, they do everything. And they use automation to do it. You think man knows something about automation? They got it from the cell, from studying the cell. Automation, things happen automatic. Our cells have super intelligent, atomic intelligence to figure things out. They are in charge. Along with ourselves and microbes, they are in charge of who lives and who dies. I know that's a big thing to say. They determine who lived and who died. Microbes that you cannot even see were in their territory. They were here first, and they're not going anywhere. We have to learn how to fortify our body against them. They're on every surface on this planet. Our hands are surfaces. Our skin is a surface. Our hair is a surface. And microbes, I just said, are on every surface on this planet. This is why we have to take baths regularly, brother and sister. It's all for the microbes on us. Believe it or not, these are facts of life. So I hope we understand. So we should study the cells, study what those organelles are all about, study what they do, the cytoplasm, the plasma membrane, how important are they, the endoplasmic reticulum, the smooth and rough, the lysosome, the ribosome, centrosome, mitochondria, microtubule. Just ask Google. Speak these things into your phone, and they tell you what they do. We should know about the cells. We are made up of them. We are the cells, brother and sister. 75 to 100 trillion of them, over 200 cell type. They must function they must function properly. If they do, we'll become optimally healthy because they will reverse every disease. That's what they're able to do. They're able to reverse every disease. It doesn't make any difference what name they call it, brother and sister. If you take care of them, remove the garbage from them that covered them, the mucilage, the sludge, the concretion, the calcification, all these things that we cause because we choose to eat any kind of way. We have all these strange diets, and we think they're going to help us. Well, they hadn't done it yet. These are the reasons, chaotic eating, the different strategies or techniques that we use, the treatment option, the treatment product, the treatment method, the treatment procedure, all of these things have us stuck. Now we have mental illness on its largest scale imaginable. Mental illness running rapid because I already stated that every disease will sooner or later become a mental illness. Everyone, because blood circulates everywhere. That's why we have to cure our disease, brothers and sisters, to become the very best possible human being. Thinking clearly and making the best of decisions, reaching our fullest potential. Another reason for chronic diseases, because we're not the proper attention to ourselves. Anxiety, everybody under anxiety, children have anxiety attack, panic attack, children. The time almost has disappeared where children just go out and play and have fun. They're under all kinds of attacks, panic attack, scared, all kinds of fears. They can't go to school. Somebody's trying to bully them and take advantage of them. They have all kinds of issues today. We have blood disorder. Many children are born with them. We're poisoning ourselves with the food, the air, and the water we drink. Poisoning ourselves. There's over 650 man-made chemicals in our food today. Much of the food that we're eating have plastic in it. How are you going to remove these things? They're not going to stop producing plastic. They've been talking about it for how many years? They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop producing other man-made chemicals to make all and create all kind of convenience for us. We're not going back into the dark ages. Now, what are we going to do? Our cells have the capacity to produce enzymes to remove all of these things from our body. But we have to take care of ourselves and give them what they need to do it. enzyme. They can produce all kinds of enzyme. They are super intelligent, brother and sister. They have the capacity to remove atoms from chemicals, remove atoms from poison substance, if we give them what they need. Can you imagine what they're able to do? If you move hydrogen from poison, it won't be poison anymore. Our cell has the capacity to do these things. They're going to rearrange atoms that make up poison. Can you imagine? But we have to produce the enzyme to do it. That means we have to give them what they need. Remove the garbage, the sludge, the concretion, all these things from our cells. Because we are created to live on this planet, but no one has taught us how to do it. From the very beginning, mankind made all these mistakes. Now, cytometry exists, and this is one of the reasons why cytometry was invented, to take us back to the beginning of where we should have started on this planet to correct our mistakes. Isn't that amazing? We have a science that can help us correct our mistakes that we before, and start where we should have started at the very beginning of time when man first appeared. We made a lot of mistakes, and we're still making them. They were passed down to us through the ages. Now we have the capacity to correct them. Brothers and sisters, I see a hand raised, 708-288. Your mic is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Thank you for joining us on Optimal Health on AM360. Your mic is slowly opening.
Yeah, that's Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you now.
Yes.
Miss Yvette, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you for joining us. Another 35 centimeters of health coach. I know that number looks real familiar. I said, well,
sure.
I got
Yeah, I thought I'd tune in and see the great things you're talking about today, you know, and see if I can add to it today for you.
Oh, yeah.
So see, we're talking about ourselves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because people overlook them. We neglect ourselves. That's why we're sick, you know. And so we thank you for joining us and helping us out. That's very, very good. So I'm going to pass the mic on to you. Anything you want to share with us about the cell?
I'll be happy to.
Thank you.
So, you know, you're welcome. You know, I think that, you know, most people make their mistakes in life because they don't know who they are, what they're made of, you know, as humans, you know.
Yes.
And from the beginning, you know, once we know what we're made of, it's easier to understand what it takes to keep us healthy, okay? And we're made of 75 trillion cells. We have hand cells, nail cells, hair cells, skin cells. And all these cells protect every part of our body. We have cells that surround our 11 systems. Matter of fact, they produced our nervous system. Our cells produced us. Produced our arms, legs, organs. They produce everything about us. And once we know that that's what they did and how it's their job to keep us healthy, it's like it's not rocket science. We have to do what they want if we want to live this life in a disease-free environment. We have to focus on what they want, what they need. Okay? And this is where some cytometry health coaches come in.
Yes.
To help you understand the importance of cell nourishment, the importance of scientific cooking, eating, and living. You know, it's not easy to stay healthy
on this planet
because there's so much temptation. Believe me, it's
absolutely.
So much temptation.
That's what it's for, making you sick.
yes, so much temptation in the world. But once we understand what we have to do to keep ourselves healthy, then, you know, we can make those smart decisions and, you know, wiser decisions on maybe I'll choose this instead of that, okay, because I think this will bring more harm or poison to me than that. Like, we have to make a conscious decision when we decide what we're going to put in our mouth, what we're going to put in our bodies, okay, because our cells now are made of what? Nutrients and resources and water.
That's right.
That's all it took for us to be created, okay? In our bodies, think about it, right? We need nutrients to survive. You know, we need energy. We need resources to keep us running. And all this is because of our cells created us, okay? And so it's very important to understand cellular health so we can remain healthy. They're in charge. We're not in charge. They're in charge. So if the cells are sick, if you have any kind of condition or abnormally in your body, any kind, from high blood pressure to diabetes to even to cancer, that means your cells are sick. So what do they need? They need nutrients and resources to clean them up so they can rejuvenate and keep us and start healing the abnormally itself. Because they can heal abnormalities in our bodies. We just got to give it the right things to do it. We don't need to give it opposite of what's going to hurt them, what's going to poison them like other therapeutics. Okay? We have to think about what the cells need. Cells don't need poisons.
No.
That's why they're side effects when you use other therapeutic methods, because it's poisoning the cells. We wouldn't have side effects if the cells wasn't being poisoned. Think about that. That's very important to think about. When you see these commercials where they, Jardia, you know, diabetes commercial, Jardia, and you see people dancing and, you know, one pill a week and once a week, things like that. But if you look at the little bitty fine print that they got at the bottom, what they're saying, it may cause this, it may cause that. So that tells you right there, that's not for ourselves. No. We need another alternative so we won't feel any side effects. Side effects won't hurt us. So once you get a side effect, they're going to give you another drug to counteract that side effect, and then another one to counteract that side effect. So you're doomed. Your cells is like, I can't do this anymore. I just can't. For so long, and they're strong. They keep fighting for us. They want to be healthy. They're fighting for us every single day to remain healthy.
Absolutely.
When we sleep, they're producing enzymes to clean us up from what we did that day, you know, from the air that we breathe. You know, we walked probably into some stinky environment somewhere and poisoned us. We drunk the wrong water. You know, we don't know. We can be the healthiest person in the world and we can go drink the wrong water.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So when we sleep at night, our cells, there you go. So when we sleep at night, our cells are healing us. Okay? They're producing all kinds of healing powers to remove all the impurities that we was exposed to during that day. Okay? So we wake up with a fresh supply of enzymes to keep us protected during the next day. Because health is a day-by-day reward that the cells give us now. Just a day-by-day. It's not next week or tomorrow, the next hour. It's day-by-day reward, really hour-by-hour reward, if you think about it. But,
exactly.
Well, you know,
now
they keep us healthy. They keep us healthy daily. So I would recommend that we focus on our health, that we eat healthier. Okay, and I don't mean being a vegetarian or a raw foodist. I mean eat according to what your cells want, and that's called scientific eating.
Yes.
Okay. And then we also do scientific living because the cells want us to, you know, not use harmful sprays in our house, you know, be careful what kind of toothpaste we use and what we put on our skin. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot, okay? But it's well worth it to stay healthy, to learn this, to stay healthy. So, you know, I recommend taking our specialty classes to learn more about who you are as a person, okay, so we can help others and help family members understand, you know, to make better choices, to make scientific choices for our cell health. And that's very important. So I just wanted to say that. Come on, just want to say that for you, to you.
Excellent.
To your audience.
I appreciate you sharing that. We're going to see if anybody has any questions for you.
Okay.
If you can stick around a few more minutes, we're going to see if anybody has any questions.
Sure.
If you have a question,
sure.
Comment to me, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your line. And you'll be able to ask our guest, Ms. Yvette, a question. Another certified St. Thomas Health Coach at the American School of St. Thomas, where we learn about the cells, about the DNA, you know, like a support system for our cells, support system for our DNA, support system for blood, for our blood. Can you imagine? We have a support system now. We don't have to depend on what they've been telling us. We have a new therapeutics that's natural mm-hmm. and scientific. Natural
yes.
and scientific. It's verifiable scientific. We studied the science,
mm-hmm.
physics, anatomy and physiology. We learn about energy, enzyme, all of these things, very important when it comes to our health. We just can't
oh, yeah.
think about taking a pill or something when we have problems. So if you have a question, just press mm-hmm. 1 and we'll open your mic. I'm sure you have a question. Well, all of the information that we shared today, you know, we have been ignoring ourselves. Now they have to become more important. And you have to apply the information, the science that we're talking
mm-hmm.
about, taking care of the needs of
oh,
ourselves.
Yeah.
We just can't just talk about it.
Right. Yeah, because they never stop
good.
Working for us. Yeah, ourselves
exactly.
never stop working for us. So we shouldn't stop working for them.
Exactly.
Okay? They never stop working for us. They don't retire.
We put them in the best condition. They will put us in the best condition.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
How it works.
They don't take a break. They're constantly keeping
no.
us healthy every day. They want to be healthy. They don't want to be sick. They want
they
to be healthy.
They definitely want to be sick. They want to be able to carry out their function, their job, and their job is to keep us healthy and to restore
to
our health.
To keep us healthy.
But we can't,
and
we don't give them
health.
What they need.
Mm-hmm. To repair
they'll be in a
themselves.
Bad
too.
Yes,
yes,
they can repair everything if they get what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we have to learn. What do our cells need? This is what symptomology is teaching us. What do our cells need? They need nutrients and resources.
And they're,
the vitamins.
When they're sick, that's right.
Yes.
That's right. They're deficient. They're deficient in
and
something.
First of
we're
all,
sick.
They need their
they're
garbage
deficient.
Removed. Yes.
Yes,
they need the garbage removed.
That's why they're deficient. Yeah, because something is blocking the nutrients from getting absorbed, and that's the garbage that we accumulate in our body naturally. Now, some of it is naturally.
Naturally.
We produce debris
yeah,
naturally just
garbage.
For eating, just for having salt. You know, it produces debris.
Yeah.
So, again, once we understand who we are and what our body does, it's easier to you know, maintain our health. We know we produce debris. We know that. We know we produce sludge in our bodies. It's just no one ever told us to remove it. No one ever told us that we have to remove it.
That's
it's
right.
going to pile up and block cell nourishment. So now
exactly.
that we know we have to remove it, but we can't remove it with harmful chemicals that
nope.
the
may
standard therapeutic uses. Yeah, that's not made for ourselves. There also wouldn't be side effects. Let's see. We have to use energy.
That's
nuclear
right.
energy.
That's what it
okay,
takes.
We
to
have
clean
to
up
use
our system.
That. Mm-hmm. If you're low on energy, that means your mitochondria is jammed. It's cluttered. Okay, we have to clean that up around there so we can have more energy during the day. But no
exactly.
one ever told us that. No one ever told us that. And what cleans them up is enzymes that the cells produce anyway to keep it clean. But they were
exactly.
depleted due to certain things that we were putting in our body or put on our body. Okay, we deplete them for certain products that we use or certain foods that we eat. So we have to replenish them, okay, with symptometry, root cause therapeutics to you know, help rejuvenate them, help add more enzymes, give them, you know, more of them so we can heal the body.
Absolutely.
Clean out our lymphatic system. All this is what we at Symptometry uses to help clean us up so any abnormalities would be reversed. It may take some people one 30-day treatment, two, three, whatever it takes to get those cells clean, get those systems clean that we have.
Absolutely. And there's other things that people overlook. And see, our body is high maintenance and repair. We have to do the maintenance and repair work to make sure everything is stay fine-tuned. If you're going to get the best gas efficiency out of your car, you got to make sure it's well-tuned. It's the same thing about our
body.
We have to continue to do the repair and the maintenance around the clock that our cells are doing. We have to repair different things. If we're not feeling well, we have to find out why we're not feeling well. There's a reason. If we're sluggish and lack of energy and can't focus, there's a reason for those things. Just can't go on and, oh, we're going to fix it. So we have to find out what the reason is and do the repair work. We have to always be we have to always do repair. There's not a point where we get to and that we are healthy and we don't have to do anything but sit down and just brag about how healthy we are. No. We have to work at this every single day.
That's right. Every day.
It's something that we have to do to take care of ourselves.
Yes.
If we don't.
It's like we do our cars. Right. It's like we do our cars, our clothes.
Yes.
Yeah. We have to maintain ourselves. We go wash our clothes every week. We got to wash ourselves every chance we get.
We have to
to keep our maintenance.
Yes. A regular schedule of upkeep and maintenance and carrying out the garbage. It's like you have to carry out the garbage at your home, otherwise it'd be running over everywhere. We have to do
That's
the same
right.
thing in ourselves. I love
in our body.
System. We have to carry out the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to do it if you don't? Nobody. They're going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And these things
that
sometimes just bring it to our attention. We have to clean up our garbage and carry it out. Package it up. Get rid of it. Because our cells will not be able to function properly. They lack a clean environment. They can clean up a lot of their own clutter, but some clutter that they create that they can't clean up. It's just like building a car.
Mm-hmm.
On that factory floor, you have all kind of sheet metal and all kind of rubbish and all kind of glass and plastic on the floor as they make the car. There has to be a crew that come through there and clean everything up. Because pretty soon, the garbage will be so high, they won't be able to get it. They won't be able to see the car that they'll make it. It's the same way inside of our body. Cell won't be able to function with all the garbage and the clutter and the sludge and all those things that we eat that we shouldn't have eaten. And we know we shouldn't have eaten them. I know I shouldn't have eaten that big pint of ice cream all at one time. I ate that bag of cookies. I couldn't stop when I ate the first one. And then the chips. You eat one, you got to eat the whole bag. And none of it was nutritious. Nutrition. None of it had any nutritional value. You just ate it because
That's
it tasted good. All that garbage you just ate, you have now come out. And we think it's going to come out in our bowel movement. But nope. That's about 10%. The other stuff is stuck inside of us.
That's true.
That's what happened. But
and
no
imagine
one ever told
those
us.
Who are constipated, you know, who don't go to the bathroom every day. That's what's bad, you know, those who don't go to the bathroom every day.
Well, things are backing up. Because we destroyed the strands of bacteria in our colon because we took antibiotics and we did other things. We drank alcohol, some of us, all these things. So we destroyed what would be helping us. Same thing, we destroyed the enzyme that our cell produced, make them worthless because of what we're eating and drinking. It's amazing. Absolutely
amazing. Yes.
But thank God for symptometry. We were explaining today, Ms. Yvette, why symptomatic signs. How is it helping us? And what is it for? Why was it invented? Why did Dr. Maxwell Norton invent symptometry other than taking care of his own situation? We see a hand raised. We're going to go there real quick. I think we got about 5 minutes left into our program. 111-111. Your mic is open. We know who that number is.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
How are you, Sister Yvette?
I'm good. This
I love to hear your voice. I said, this is my
Thank you.
I was
Thank
calling you,
you
Brother Abdul Shaheed and Yvette. You know, one thing I want to ask, and maybe you can go into it next week, of course, you know, because we're stressed for time. But as you all were talking, you know, I was reminded of how a lot of doctors always tell people of a certain age, you know, you need to get a colonoscopy, you need to get this, you need to get that. And what we don't really need is machines or surgeries or stuff cutting on us or invading us. You know, we need to just come to where we clean ourselves. You know, and you know, I recently had a checkup at my primary care doctor, and you know, they do a checkup from head to toe, and one of the routine questions they ask, you know, that's routine for doctors to ask their clients, you know, do you want a mammogram? Do you? I said, I don't want none of that. I said, I don't want none of what I need it
there
for.
You go.
I told my primary care doctor, because she knows I want no surgery at all, ever, you know. But, you know, it was a you know, just a health question. She just automatically, you know, that's her. She's just doing her job to you know, give me the routine tests that are usually recommended and all of that.
But
I told her, I said, now, even if you find something, you testing for cancer or whatever. I said, I'm not submitting to getting cut on. I will not. You know, I'm gonna go to symptometry.
And do maintenance.
And
do maintenance.
Do maintenance myself, like I've been doing.
There you go. Yeah, if it ain't broke,
so it's no point. I said it's no point in giving me a ticket. I'm not gonna do what I said, because the only thing that's recommended by the medical profession, and I know this is how they're taught in medical schools. I mean, that's you know, I get that. Is you know, they want to nuke you, radiation, chemo, or cut on you. I'm not doing none of that. So I just wanted to, you know, mention that, and maybe you can expound on it, you know, next week a little bit, because, you know, all of our organs need maintenance. The more mature we get.
Absolutely.
So I'll hang up and listen. Salaamu alaikum.
Thank you so very much for that question.
Thank you so very much.
Yes, and we can prevent a lot of those what we call intervention. Interventionism.
Yes. You know, a colonoscopy can accidentally poke us something that wasn't even there in the first place, and now you poke, and months later you're gonna have problems and wonder where it came from. It came from that poke that they accidentally hit. In the colon. So you gotta be careful. If it don't hurt, if it's not bothering you, don't bother it.
Exactly. Absolutely. Well, our time is just about up, Ms. Yvette. We're going to do our closing statement, and we're going to get out of here. We certainly appreciate you joining us. We'd like to share with our listeners that symptomatic science is the application of atomic physics, classical physics, and quantum physics to human anatomy and physiology, to cytology, which is the cells, the study of the cells, in order to understand how our 75 trillion cells make us, that make us up, also help to make us healthy. This is what we have to focus on. We thank everyone for joining us today. We'd like to invite you to come back again and bring somebody. And please go to the website of the Medical School of St. Thomas. It's amsos.org. Please go there, check out the latest article, read them. And please join us next week, same time, same station, on AM 360. We thank you so very much for joining us. And please stay tuned to our next program with Imam Abdul Aziz from Masjid Adam. And their motto is, we are together under any and all circumstance. And the program name is Maya Ali Kuliha. Stay tuned for that program. Thank you so very much. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. Or assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you.
And Peter Laws, and again, Stanley Turrentine, George Benson, and Ron Carter, and Johnny Hammond, and Billy Fallon on our ear phones, all on stage at the Palladium, and much more ahead. On WBDO, what is jazz? Jazz expresses core American values, freedom, risk-taking, cultural diversity, innovation, creative collaboration, and democracy. Jazz is WBGO Newark, 88.3 FM, and on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar, God is greater. That is what we are saying here. We greet our audience here, the radio audience, and live audience, with peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We begin always trusting God to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with the name of God, most gracious, most compassionate, merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. We witness that He is one. We recognize all of His prophets that are in the scriptures, those scriptures that came before, the Quran, the last and final revelation revealed to Muhammad, the prophet of Arabia, and also, of course, what we find in our holy book, the Quran, for the Muslims and for the world, because we are told that Muhammad is a mercy to all the world. That's what God tells us in our holy book. Muhammad is a mercy to all the worlds. We are beginning today a little late, and I apologize for that. We like to be on time. We are very displeased when we are not on time. And that brings me to our topic today. We are living in very serious times. We're living in great times. We're living in good and bad times for human life. These are the great and dreadful days, as it's written in the scriptures, that were revealed to the people of the book before the revealing of our holy book, the Quran, to Muhammad the prophet, or the last prophet of God. This time is a time of the conclusion of things. Man's age-long work of ordering the world is in its final phase. The planning of material life, the planning of social life, the planning of moral and ethical life, all in the final phase. This was predicted long ago. The order of the world was known thousands of years ago. We are not the first to know about it. The essential nature of the earth and the essential nature of people, the social group as a social group, has been known by civilizations, by nations, for thousands of years. They knew the nature of it, so they could predict the future. What man's life, working the earth, sharing and fighting over its products or its treasures, they knew the population would grow, and people would become more and more connected because of them growing and branching out. So they could produce the end. And they were men of vision and men of moral, high moral life. So they were assisted by the Great Spirit, the Spirit we call the Spirit of God. They were assisted by that. And they saw the future, and they predicted the future. And we are seeing now what they predicted. We are fortunate to be living in this great time of material progress, progress for economic life, progress for academic life, scientific progress, a fascinating world of scientific progress and technology. On one hand, this world is making great strides, morally speaking also. However, on the other hand, this world is failing our moral life. In one focus, we see the highest leaders in America and the richest companies, corporate establishments in America being brought to justice. However, in another focus, we see public life and the street crowds going down in a cesspool of moral ruin. Sex-driven females, sex-driven males, switching. Now our change coins in our pockets, our nickels, our dimes, nickels and pennies and whatever, they have two sides to them, heads and tails. And switching, eventually, the tails get the seat the head was sitting in and working in. What was a friend becomes an enemy. We're living in these times. The enemy rises up so as to appear friendly. Earth, with all of her cosmic, my type is put cosmetic on here. Well, it's cosmetic. The world is not, it's cosmetic. But the word we want here is cosmic. Yes. With all, Earth with all of its cosmic relatives, exists for the purpose of giving birth to fruitful, productive human life. God says that he has made everything in the skies and everything in the earth to yield its utility, its worth to the creature he made above all the living, the human creature. Human life is not formed to have we people call one another, quote, dogs, quote, bitches. Earth supports human feelings and human living, human life. Earth. Earth supports struggle and people having riches, yes. We have to identify self. We have to know what we are talking about when we are talking about each other. We are talking about the highest life form that exists in this material system that God made. Identify itself. Man is the productive spirit in the body we call the earth. But actually, man working with earth brings earth to evolve, to graduate, to rise into a higher form. We are the earth. That's the point. We are earth. Earth has evolved an intelligent part of itself. The human being. To identify self is to know something about earth. Man, like everything else living, is made or formed of earth. Man of the earth is born to be a manager. Every man. And that includes women. Life only has so much time to prove it has the spirit to stay in life. To stay in life means to stay in line. To stay in line with the best disciplines that this earth evolves. The earth thirsts. No water, the earth grows nothing. The earth is appetite. Man, no appetite, He produces nothing. Life is appetite. Earth transforms and become new forms. Think what life's first material form, the earth, can do. And whatever it can do, you can experience it and be a cause for it doing it more and better.
Right.
To support one's life or oneself, reflect on the human body to get some help. Flesh is a plan for conditioning the spirit. Spirit is life, if anyone will hear it. To exhaust it, no more spirit to run, only a few around laughing. Life is no fun. Spirit rises and travels upon desire. Man wanting the whole world conspires. Man conspires to manage our fires. Study the human body that serves you and be kind to it. That is being kind to yourself. Don't take drugs and abuse your life. If the body is good for life, for human life, trusting it is good for the human mind. Trusting it in the good order that it was intended to have to support the best human spirit. A clean body helps a clean mind. A filthy body hurts a clean mind. It's time to have a new fresh genesis for the human spirit on this earth. To get us up and have us birth new and better human minds. On self, we cheat. On family, we cheat. On life, we're cheating. That's why life really wants to cry. That's why souls want to hide. Night people are sleeping away today. I was in New York, and I saw all the people out late at night. And I say, when do they go to sleep? The citizen of New York told me, say, you didn't read about it? Say, this is a city that never sleeps. Night people not knowing the way, living for the little that is paid. It is time to have a new fresh genesis and wake up into man's earth-made human mind. Four seasons come around. Snow covers all the ground. Coldness closes the doors. Selfishness, or selfish life, causes us to lose even more. Life is earth. Life is appetite. Life not hurt and wanting to fight. Earth thirsts to have things right. Without water, earth's powers to produce remain dead, asleep beneath its covers. Life is earth and appetite, thirst to have your spirit right. Fast life, generic shopping, hard times getting help or helping hand. Human life formed of earth is an intelligent body making choices. Spirit makes human life what it's worth. A spirit for resting from toil and hurt. A spirit for getting what is promised to man at birth. Born to outstretch the mineral, the plant and the animal life. Yes, human. Born to see farther than the moon and the sun. Born to struggle, yes. Rise up from rubble, yes. life formed of earth, originally gave birth to a man of human, to a man, a human, with a human heart and mind, the original man. He wills to never part with the spirit. He wills to stay firm and be kind. Man is hurt, man is mine. Have we feelings for self and others? Search the earth. What should be man's struggle? Struggle towards the best by going away from the worst. The ship and the landmass of life. Man was created to manage it. Human life went up the mountainside to look down from the sky. Human life found the vision for planning man's life. Qualify to man the ship. This is a message to the living, not the dead. Qualify to gaze, to engage. Qualify to engage the landmass. An aerial view obtained while in the mountain high showed vital features and vital processes. Showed knowledge and science, direction for material production and education. Man from head to feet, the human person's skeletal home, the human person's anatomy, heart, brain, lungs, located on floors above. Consumption, ecstasy, excretion on floors of lower region. This human body a construction, more than a mere mortal's flesh, an edifice, a light tower, a beacon to science and education. Housing seeds for a new life, for a new genesis, for a metamorphosis, muscle, skin, hair, whatever else is there, the entire structure in all of his aspects and details, from the largest of his parts to his dust particles, a microscopic organism. No part of it holds back its knowledge. It's science for life, education, and for soothing comforts. Earth, the mother form, from which all life comes. Everything belonging to its composition, the very large, the microscopic, a continental rock shelf, a small ash particle, a grain of sand. Earth and all that it embodies, light for brightening up man's world. Man is not the first producer for the human heart and mind. Man is a special key, K-E-Y, a special key to a treasure of keys, uncountable. Man studies himself to better see what is man's role in the big picture. Sacred are all the connections belonging to the whole of matter. Back to the mountain, back to the vision, back to Eden, for the road map of life, for wholeness and endless progress. Engage the brain, engage the heart, human values. The human lifeline is a lifeline of traditional human values. Life says, be productive to be free. The worldly life says, be anything but serious. Be free to play, be free to have fun, be free to freak out and become delirious. Success is keeping our soul, yes, success is keeping our soul out from under a world of dogs and bitches. Go out from sacred Eden, your human center. Look how it is today on all sides of this planet is hell. We the people, no man is display, no oversized ego. Stay well. Assalamu alaikum. Keep the peace. Keep his peace. Little things. Yes, little things. Little things we know make us strong. Life appears dead in wintertime. Seasons come and go. The good circumstances are gone. The beautiful faces of spring and summer have passed away. Life that was on the up and up under the cold weather looks poor and naked, looks naked and hopeless. After 3 down spirit months, 12 weeks passing their way, air warms under the sunlight. Winds blow the rain clouds to have 12 weeks of downheartedness. Springtime is back again. Life survives death. The earth gestures. Hold on, she says. Little things we know make us strong. A big chicken, a rooster, finds something to eat. That big male chicken will not eat until after calling the mother and her chicks to have dinner with him. That's an animal. A little fowl. Little things we know make us strong. From A to Z, from where we got what we eat, what protects and makes life comfortable as well. Food, clothing, housing, employment, and transportation all came from a producer hooking up to Mother Nature. We may not have the history of material production, the birth of towns and big cities. However, common sense tells us man is born naked like a baby bird. Neither his nesting nor his big cities existed before finding a way through Mother Nature. Banking and financing may be a message given by a little squirrel. Yes? Running about on the ground among the trees. The little squirrel banks more than it consumes in preparing to survive a non-productive season. Springtime comes around, and a little squirrel can busy itself at exploration and play because the little bird banked on and saved something for a rainy day. Little things we know make us strong. A visit to a Mormon city, the city of Utah, put the life of a honeybee on my mind. There in Salt Lake City, Utah, I saw Mormon industries, food production, canneries, other goods and other factories. Something displayed on the wall in the Mormon community's busy business environment was brought to my attention. A symbol, an emblem, a motto representing a principle, a goal to reach. People's worth ethic, a people's worth ethic, a people busy at production, selecting from the beautiful life, from the floral aroma, the environment of the bee, not funky stuff. Their work time and their play time will not be bitter because of them imitating the industry of the bee. It will be sweet. What makes life of the honeybee a messenger teacher in man's world? What made ducks that fly through the air, ride the waters, dive down deep into the depths in search of goods? What made the woodpecker the aquatic rodent, beaver, the beaver? And also a carpenter in the woodpecker. What made them teachers? What made the dragonfly, the hummingbird, teachers? Teachers of maneuvers. Maneuvers in the air. Yes. Great maneuvers in the air. Messages to those who design flying objects, planes and whatever. Messages to them, helping them to design a better flying machine. All of this we find in Mother Earth. Once I was listening to a preacher, Christian preacher, and I had met him and became his acquaintance, his friend, a friendly acquaintance of his. And he said in his speech, the important thing is to not make the gift more important than the giver. Some little insects, night crawlers, have been created to hide themselves and protect their life. They can roll up into a ball, and just one little touch will send it rolling across the floor. And when they sense that there's no more danger, they come to their normal form and walk away. To see dead ground live again, hold on to life. Some up from poverty, from poor life. Oh, mind power edge. Oh, a mind power edge for a life we are enjoying under better conditions. Yes, those who keep the life and keep it progressing while we are overcome by failure and setbacks, they have a mind power edge. The whole earth is a house for glorification, the glorification of the Maker. That house exists for all colors, for each and every one of us. To have it open to us, to have it house or accommodate all of us living life in it, certain mind strategies are keys. The one that started our lifeline again. His name was Farah, and many of the old pioneers called him the friend. He had a mind power edge. Yes, he had a mind power edge. And he had keys. Keys to strategies that would make us successful. With this gift, the mind power edge, each adult male can be his own manager. Having the same definition for the meaning of human life and human rights situate all males and females, families and communities, to strive and compete on a fair playing field. From continent to continent, from Asia to America, from around the world, human communities have worked at and have found their vision for keeping and building upon their humanity. Humanity distinguished the life we have from the life of the lower living creatures. In this vision of human life, competition and pattern connections are of life and death importance to us. In one language or another, basic connections are the same. This composition can be summarized as earth, fire, wind, and water. Of the four, is the one tending to keep its own design. Water evaporates, freezes up, wind tends to be wild, and fire is devastating and devouring, greedy. Can't control its appetite. But we know that the earth holds its form and keeps its design. That's why man is not made of water only, or of air only, or of fire only. Man is made of the earth. And we find the earth having in its composition water, air, and fire. It has the other three, but its design is giving in its matter, in its material form. It serves as a container, as a basin for water. It withstands the winds, and it has heat and cold influencing the winds, as the sun above has heat, and the atmosphere far out is very, very cold. The heavens above influencing the life, but the earth also participates. And that's what we must do, brothers. Peace. Assalamu alaikum. Allahu Akbar. Yes, my message to you is stay well. Stay well to stay out of hell. We are very pleased to be addressing our radio listening audience today. We are not here to force anybody to change your way of thinking. We're told in this religion, although most of us are not aware of it, especially those who are running about in the streets, to let other people know they are not Christian, they're Muslims. Yet they are not aware, I'm sure, most of them, that God tells us in our religion that we should not impose or force our religion on anybody. That the way is open and free to all. Let him who has a will choose the way, and let him who does not have a will refuse it. This is our religion. We have a whole chapter that is devoted to that permission or that situation that we find ourselves in, where we so strongly believe in what we believe, and we love so much what we believe, we are just compelled almost by our own feelings to push it on somebody else. But that disrespects the gift. If you have to push it on people, you cheapen it. And God says he has given us our religion as a gift. It is a gift from him. A gift that he formed of our own human values. And he formed that gift of human, of man's own human values, of people's own human values. He formed it for us, and he gave it to us to please our souls. And it does please our souls. But there are others who have their own religion. They have their own values. And they are devoted to their highest principles and most decent values. We don't want to disturb their life by insisting that they come over with us and be Muslim. If we were able to do that, and we are not, we would cause Christians to lose, and we would cause Muslims to lose. Yes, both sides would lose. Pretty soon, one side will end up with the unwanted of the other side. And it will become confused. And we wouldn't be able to work together with good people from each side. So we want to do the best and the wise thing, and that is recognize our common values. We have common values that connects all of us. You believe in a higher authority, an authority over man. We believe in a higher authority over man. So we have that in common. And that's the first condition we need in order for us to be friends and work together. Because if I got God over me and you got the devil over you, we're going to have a hell of a working relationship. But we have other values in common, principles in common. There are many that we have with the Christian world. And we must understand that we live in America, predominantly Christian. We are a minority. You know, when you're outnumbered like that, you're not supposed to be thinking about forcing the other side to do anything. You're supposed to be thinking about ways to get along and help one another. We're going to get there, but we have to face our own ignorance, our own mistakes. We've made some mistakes. We have to face them and start over again in a better way. And that's what my imam, I have others too, but the closest imam to me is Imam W. Dean Muhammad. And that's what my imam have me doing. I'm working hard not to push good people away, but to show good people we have too much in common not to be knowing one another and not to be assisting each other's good works. We have with us in the audience today the mayor of East Hazelcrest. Yes, there's East Hazelcrest and there's Hazelcrest. My office is in East Hazelcrest, but I know Hazelcrest also. Hey, this is really good situation. The business office is in Hazelcrest, but my office, the mosque, is in East Hazelcrest. And we have the mayor here. And I hope we have a minute before our time is up for the listening audience, the radio listening audience, because I'm inviting the mayor to come right now and greet us.
want to say assalamu alaikum. I have two very close friends here, and that is my friend Rod Bashir and Amatullah Sharif. Rod has been with me for well over 10 years. He was with me when we did our first two elections, and he told me to just hang in there and don't quit. And I'm sure Iman Muhammad have talked about don't quit and stick to itness and all of that. So what has happened, Rod is an Amatullah, where the section of town where they live in is what we call Dynasty Lakes. And in Dynasty Lakes, they're the ones who elected me, because I received most of my votes out of Dynasty Lakes, and that's why I'm here today, because of Rod and Amatullah. Now, what I did not forget them. I put them on two of my commissions. So we have Amatullah on my housing. She's the housing commissioner now. She's Commissioner Sharif, and Rod is a judge. So if you get a ticket in Hazelcrest, housing, you got to come before the judge, and that's Rod Bashir. Now, so also I have been in contact with Donnell Green, and he's going to come back because he has been calling me. And whatever I could do to help with the church, here, I want to do that here in Hazelcrest. You're welcome in Hazelcrest. And you just let us know what we need to do. We have some friends over in Homewood. We have some over in Markham, and I see on 159th Street, and I'm very proud to see this, that you are putting a shopping center up in Hazelcrest, in Markham. I want you to consider Hazelcrest now. See, because what I have learned, and this is about, I think, my third time, and I'm coming more, and Rod is, just like you said, don't try to push him in, but Rod is working on me very hard. So we have three sections of property right in Hazelcrest, Rod, on 167th Street, and with this CDC, I believe y'all might look at that and help us develop that. You know what I'm saying? You might want to consider that, because it's right east of the Walmart they're putting up, 167th Street. We got about 35 or 40 acres in there. Bring the delegation over, Rod. So I just want to thank everyone, and this will not be my last time coming. I love coming, and I learned a lot today, and I'm going to be back to see you, and I'm looking for, Donnell to come this week to talk to me, and we're going to see what we could do to help out. Thank you very much.
I think the radio broadcast hour is over, but in case it's not, I want to give my greetings to our greetings of peace and best wishes to all of you all out there for a happy holiday season and for a better year in 2006. Peace be unto all of you. Assalamu alaikum. If you...
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين وصلاة الله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته على صفوة الخلق سيدنا محمد وعلى أهله تاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعهم بإحسان يوم الدين والسلام على إمام ورخ دين والسلام علينا وعلى عباده الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظروا نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Dear brothers and sisters, we want to begin by seeking refuge in Allah from Shaitan the accursed, and beginning with his name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise him, we seek his aid, and we humbly ask that the prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings be established upon his noble messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seal of the prophets and messengers, the choice of his creation, our chief and our leader. And we ask Allah to do the same on behalf of his family members who followed him in purification. And we ask the very same upon all of his illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and mercy upon the followers and their followers in excellence to the day of judgment. I openly bear witness that there is absolutely none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah calls our attention in the Quran and he says, O ye who have obtained true faith, be mindful of Allah and fear him with a rational fear, and let every person consider what they put out for tomorrow, and be mindful of Allah, fearing him rationally, for surely he is aware of everything that you do. We want to begin by greeting all of you with the greetings of peace, the greetings of the angels, the greetings of paradise, of assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tonight, dear brothers and sisters, we wanted to we were just getting back in from the janaza of Al-Hajj Sultan Ikhlas, a pioneer in our association and our community who has done a lot of work around the country. Allah had blessed him to reach the very age of, I guess he was about 90 years old, 89 years old, and he had been very, very given the life that Allah had blessed him to have, so much to the point where he helped open many of the temples that became masjids. He was involved with the transition of the community in 1975, and he had served the community from North Carolina, New York, New Jersey, and various other parts of the country. He is the father of one of our imams, Imam Muhammad Ikhlas Masjid Free Haven. And so I'm just returning back from that janaza after doing a janaza yesterday of another brother who was the freedom fighter, Sekou Adinga. And he was also honored in a very, 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 very beautiful way. And so a lot of believers came out to pay their respects, to make dua, and to pray on his behalf. And I wanted to just share that with you, despite us not being able to get on real quick. So I put the tape of Imam Muhammad on because the holiday today is the Martin Luther King holiday. And so we wanted to just share some of our history from the Imam and listen to his words, and contemplate and reflect upon the life that Allah has given us. And this is a very exemplary life of Imam Muhammad, Imam Ikhlas, our dear brother Sultan Ikhlas, and all of those pioneer men and women that are in our midst today. We need to celebrate them and begin to record, if you will, their history. Because when Allah calls them back, we forget that there is a legacy that they're leaving behind, and our young people need to hear it. They need to understand where we actually came from, how this thing started, how did this come about. And when we have that history, we are able to better manage the present and shape our future. It's important that we understand that. The African proverb says that he who does not know his history loses his mind. And if you look in the streets today, dear brothers and sisters, and you walk up and down whatever state you're in, you'll notice that there's something odd about our young men and women. Our young men are running around as if they have nothing to live for. Their pants are hanging to their knees, and they're running around, you know, joining gangs, or they're high all the time, or they're engaged in activities that are unsavory, activities that are not doing anything to help build the community. They're not thinking about business. They're not thinking about education. They're not thinking about building our community. Everybody else is doing that. We're the only community that has this problem. When we look in our communities, everybody else is in there making money off of us, and we're not in there at all making any money off of us. When we look at the stores that they have in our places, in our neighborhoods, we find that these stores are making money, and they're taking the money right back out. They don't hire any of us. They put us in a position to where we become the very commodity that we were during the Middle Passage. It's only another form of it, dear brothers and sisters. And so this idea behind celebrating the history, the verse of the Quran, وَتَنْدُ نَفْسُ مَكَتَّ مَغْلِقَةً, speaks volumes about our condition and about what we're supposed to be doing while we're here, establishing a legacy for tomorrow. And this legacy that we're talking about is one that's not something that you have to really be a scientist to understand. Anyone, any community worth its weight in salt would know that in order for us to really win this thing, we have to have a presence. We have to have an economical presence. We have to have a spiritual presence. We have to have a moral presence. And this moral presence, this spiritual presence, this economical presence is the very thing that we're missing. Despite the fact that we have all of the information that we need in order to get us there, what happened to the motivation? What happened to this idea behind us taking the baton and going forward? Dear brothers and sisters, I'm talking to you tonight with a heart that's heavy, because I'm looking around and I'm seeing all of our seasoned members returning to Allah. And I'm seeing them leaving legacies that people that were maybe around them didn't even know about. There were so many people that didn't know about Sultan Ikhlas and the work that he had done. And to reach the age of, to be in his 80s, to have a sharp mind and to have a kind spirit. I spoke to him on last Saturday evening, through his son, Imam Muhammad Ikhlas, and I said to him, I said, sir, I want to come visit you at your house. And he said, Imam, my door is always open to you. Come on down anytime you want. And so me and his son sat down and said, okay, well, let's come on Sunday. Let's meet him on Sunday. And so we set that up. So Sunday, before Sunday got here, we got the news that he had returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so immediately I set my schedule to accommodate whatever it is that they were going to do with regards to giving him his rights. And so despite the fact that all of the majority of the cemeteries were closed today, they were able to find a place that was accommodating and would allow them or allow us to do his burial. And so last night, we were around this time last night, we were with him and we were giving him his last ghusl. And so I stayed there as a means to make sure that I don't get there late or there's no complications in me getting there. And so we did that. And we were able to give him his rights. And although people are saddened, the reality is I put the question to everyone, where would our lives be had we not met him? And so Allah, in his own way, has timed it so that to the point where we can at least, at a bare minimum, reflect on the idea behind the gain as opposed to the loss. He will be deeply missed. There's no question. But we are still, part of him is still here with us. His son, his grandson, his granddaughters, his children, his family are still here with us. And in order for us to really make good on what Allah blessed us with through him, we would have to take up maintaining his legacy. And that legacy was one of kindness, love, genuineness, respect. Someone who was always trying to encourage the young people. Someone who never, never, ever, ever was on airs, but he was always humble. This is the tradition that in which we come from, dear brothers and sisters. And that tradition, sadly to say, we see it's being lost. When I became a Muslim, when I was active in my decision, I thought to myself that these people are the best people I've ever seen. Living in New York City during this time was tough on someone, a 16-year-old, because the streets was calling. And so to have Islam and elders like our dear brother Sultan Ikhlas around to encourage us, to say, hey, man, keep coming to the masjid. And so today we celebrate his life. We celebrate his life, and we celebrate his life through the very thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored us with, and that is. And so we want to thank all of you for tuning in this evening. We send a message to you and ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of our dear brother, the elder Sultan Ikhlas, and his family. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you and your families and to aid us to stand up to whatever he puts in front of us, and to that we say ameen. Allahumma rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna imama. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wal mursalin, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma ameen. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah bless all of you and your families, keep you safe, and keep you mindful of His presence, to keep you in an effort to do good, because Allah says in the Quran, وَأَخْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and do good deeds. Verily Allah loves the doers of good. I greet you again with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much, dear brothers and sisters. We appreciate you. We thank Allah for you.